This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I think I started here the second time at Alice. My kid was 5 years old.
Yeah, he was.
He was 5 years old. Yeah. And he comes back for Christmas on the on Thursday. And he's going to be here for like 26, 27 days.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
Man, it's so here already.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we are five. Okay, he was here when he was 5 years old. I just want you to remember how fast it goes. Because your kid's, what, six?
Six.
5 years old. And now he's talking to me about quantum physics and how Google has just created the fastest quantum chip and something about all these. It has some kind of breakthrough with qubits that exponentially reduces error. And I'm like, this. Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, Jamie, just to clear up this conversation, I've got a six-year-old, Frog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. At this stage right now, I don't think he's going to be talking to me about quantum physics when he gets older. I just feel like that we're going to be more basic with our conversations.
I don't know. I don't know. I was suspect, too.
Were you?
Yeah. I was like.
And he surprised you.
Because my kid was, was putting spaghetti on his head and calling it a hat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so, where we're at right now. Yeah. So I shouldn't be alarmed about this?
Don't be alarmed. They can end up. Yeah. So just don't worry. I was like, dude, that's spaghetti. It's not a hat. Yeah, it is, Mom. When you put it on your head, you can call it a hat.
All right. Frog's got a chance.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So I guess, anyway, Google has just created this quantum chip. It's faster than the most powerful supercomputer on the universe.
No kidding.
That is mind-blowing.
That's crazy.
Because the way he dummied it down to me is like, back in the day, let's say you wanted to solve a problem, you'd have to have 20 pages of paper, 800 pages of paper writing out all the math for it to get to this little bit right here.
Right.
And now this chip will just do it for you. And because of all the qubits, you'll have less errors.
Oh. Yeah, those people are out of my league.
Yeah,
I don't understand
too.
It. I just don't get it. I mean, I don't know the quantum stuff.
Watch
I don't
this.
Get any of that.
This.
You know?
See this Kleenex?
Yeah, on your head.
It's a hat.
That's a hat. That's where I'm at, too. I mean, I'm having a hard time right now. I've had a couple of times where even the math, and I know every parent goes through this, okay? He's in the first grade.
Yep.
It shouldn't stump me.
Are you doing new math, Singapore math? What are you?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I can't even do it.
Okay.
It's got to be a new math thing, okay?
Yeah.
Because you start at a certain number, and it's just automatically that's applied. And I don't get that.
Well, and like 6 plus 4 can't just be 10. It has to be a thought process.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to write it step by step.
Yeah.
Long form. Long form to get to 10.
Yeah.
6 and 4 is 10,
it
folks.
It is 10.
I just don't get it.
No, I'm with
even
you.
Even the teacher, when we went in with the parent-teacher conference, even she says, even she tells us, like, I don't get this. I don't know why we're doing it. I mean, she gets it, but I don't know why we're doing it this way. I mean, the old way was the way to do it.
Yeah. But now, I mean, when we were in, we went Singapore math, new math, then we went back to Singapore, and the kids were just like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think we're at Singapore yet.
I don't know. Well, I mean, look, Singapore is a beautiful place, but they didn't seem that smart when I was there.
And their math is screwed up.
Exactly. Right?
They could do it easier.
My God. And if you bring drugs in, I'll never forget this. My kid and I went, so they give you this card to put in your passport, and it basically says, like, if you have any drug on you, you will be sentenced to death.
Yeah, it's kind of terrifying.
And my kid looks at me and goes, you don't have Tylenol, do you?
And forbid, I mean, God forbid it's Tylenol PM.
Right? Whoa. Oh, yeah.
That's hardcore. Yeah.
And you know, you couldn't chew gum. You could only bring two packs of gum in into that country because they didn't want it on their subways and stuff. I was like, they're regulating chewing gum?
You could only bring in two packs?
Of gum. Because they don't want it on their subway.
Yeah, they don't want it stuck everywhere.
You mean Bubbalicious could get you busted?
Yes! It's a bizarre place, but it's beautiful.
I got three packets. Did you imagine what they'd say about, like, nasal spray?
Oh, my God. I mean, you really get paranoid about everything there. And so, I mean, it's clean as can be. It's amazing. They told us that we could walk around at 3 a.m. and nothing will ever happen to us, you know? But, man, they're a little strict. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I mean, they just want to kill people. Like,
yeah, I'd be scared to do anything.
And trash, like, forget it. If you throw down a piece of trash, like, you're
dead. You mean like littering?
Yeah, there's no littering.
Oof. Oh, like death penalty for that?
Yeah, no,
like a trash executioner.
They just take people out.
No kidding. They look for reasons.
Yeah, it's like a sport over there. Yeah. I don't know, it's really scary. All right, anyway, but it is beautiful, and I recommend it. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on. First of all, congratulations to Hunter at CU. Yeah, Hunter at CU. He's a finalist for the Heisman Trophy.
He's got it. He's going to win it easily.
I think so.
He's
going to have all
you.
The votes.
And this is what, this Saturday we find out?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I was thinking, has the Heisman always guaranteed superstar status?
No.
I think it always brings bad things. Like, it seems...
No, it does do it well for certain people. Okay. Yeah. There are people that go from the Heisman to have a very successful
Johnny
career.
Johnny Football?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a string of them that did
Tim
bad.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
You know, there's some guys it just didn't really work out for.
It's a crapshoot, but I don't think it's going to be that way for Travis Hunter because he's so talented.
Yeah.
And he's at the receiver position. Most of the time when it doesn't work out, it seems to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will tell you this about Travis Hunter. You know, I have mad respect for that kid. I mean, here he is. He's a superstar. He's already bringing in millions. He knows he doesn't have to, you know, make his studies a priority. But they say he's an A student, right? He could easily be a D student and still, like, you know, go through life.
He's got a perfect 4.0.
Yeah, a perfect 4. Doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, and just is. I have mad respect for that kid.
When I was in college, I was at Tennessee Tech University, okay? And the quarterback of the team, he was very good. He was like all Ohio Valley Conference kind of guy. He was in my English class. I never saw him but one time.
Yep.
He showed up for one class, the very first one. Never saw him again. Mm. And remember, you start in the fall, so it's football season.
Yep.
Never saw him again. He aced it.
Well, yeah, you know why.
Well, I'm just saying, Travis might have the inroads here.
No, I think he's an all-around good kid.
I'm just saying.
No, I really think that this kid, you can even tell how he speaks. He's very well-spoken. You know, he's not a dumbass on the field. He's really well-spoken. And the way he gives credit to Shalom, I mean, all of it. I believe in that kid.
And he works extremely hard on, and from what I guess, I mean, if he works that hard on the field as he does off the field, I mean, it's...
Those disciplined people, man, they're a whole different breed. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, whether it's academics, whether it's sports or whatever, when you meet those people that, like my kid with academics or whatever, like, they're weird. Like, they actually, like, at 18 have goals.
The level of focus is, like, superhuman.
I don't understand it.
It's crazy.
My kid is, like, pulling a straight A average, and I'm like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you were telling the story about him, he was kind of getting a little mad at some of the people that he knew because they were coming in, like, waking him up, partying on all hours of the night on, like, a Tuesday night. And he's like, hey, I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to study here, get some sleep. Like, help me out.
He is irritated with his roommates. Like, they vape at all hours. One kid opens up a beer at 6 a.m. Yeah. He's like, dude, where are you going to go with your life? And I'm like, you don't need to tell him. He's like, he's like, well, he's a great kid. He's just screwing up his whole life, Mom. Like, his parents are really rich. He'll be fine. Because we might have looked up their house. Because, you know, when they're on Snapchat or whatever, you can see their houses. And that kid is staying in Napa at a $12 million house. His roommate.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah.
I'm like, that kid is waking up with a beer because he can.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's just 4 years of party, and that's what he's doing.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, whatever. Woo!
Shador won an award, too. He got the 2024 Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. That's for the best quarterback in college football this year.
I saw that, They said it's kind of a shame that both of them weren't Heisman contenders.
Yeah.
Because they felt like they both should be, but that's never happened.
And usually people who win this award are at least, nominated, right? They might not win the Heisman, but they're at least, like, on the list.
Yeah.
And he didn't even make the list, so... Yeah. CU's actually kind of mad that he's not on the Heisman list.
Do you actually get a golden arm?
It's a
trophy. That's kind of cool.
It's on a like
the golden arm.
It's like this.
It's on a plaque. It's just an arm on a plaque.
It's just an arm.
I like it. I've never heard of that award.
Hey, that Luigi. Woo!
Woo!
That's a bad guy. Luigi is the guy that that killed Brian Thomas. All kinds of theories happening right now. I want to tell you guys all. You're going to see lots and lots of theories. They're saying, okay, so you're telling me the valedictorian, the kid with a perfect GPA, Ivy League attendee, all this stuff, all of a sudden is smiling for the cameras at Starbucks right before he goes and does something bad, and that he's sitting in McDonald's on the computer. You know, they're like, he's not a dumb guy. So there's all, I mean, it's insane. The theories.
Yeah. Now they're calling for a boycott of that McDonald's, which is absolutely crazy. Ridiculous because, I mean, McDonald's, they had nothing to do with this.
They're also saying that he had a surfing accident and he had three screws put into his back. And after that point he changed, they said he just became something happened and he snapped. We don't know if he was addicted to painkillers. We don't know if he had a botched surgery that wasn't paid for. We don't know that part. We'll get into that, I'm sure. But there's all kinds of stuff going around, including the fact that they're saying now he was on ayahuasca.
Who? Why?
He was on ayahuasca.
What is
ayahuasca?
That?
Yeah,
what is that?
Aaron Rodgers does.
Yeah, it's just a psychedelic. It's a very, very, very powerful one.
Yeah, they're saying that he was a member of a club in Hawaii that was known for doing this. Yeah, it's a hallucinogenic drink that is commonly made by stems of something.
Some willow trees and stuff.
Yeah, and then you you mash it all up and then you hallucinate. They say that he was. Yeah.
It's a 30-minute trip, usually, like 30 to 45 minutes, but it's one of the most intense psychedelic experiences that you can have.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The lawyers for that girl who is accusing Jay-Z has come out and responded to Jay-Z because Jay-Z is now suing that lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what he said. My response is pretty straightforward. No one has made any threats to Jay-Z's assertions, and his assertions are bogus and laughable. Instead, our firm has sent a standard demand letter, thus not bullying Jay-Z, seeking a mediation on behalf of a woman who alleges Jay-Z assaulted her as a minor. The letter was vetted and approved by our client, whose preferences was to attempt resolution short of filing a lawsuit. This approach is common in these types of cases, which they were not asking for money. They just wanted mediation, right? This girl did.
What'd that mean, though?
They weren't trying to extort him for money. They just said, let's sit down and talk about this and how you want to proceed. Because you know you did this. I know you did this.
Yeah, I've just never heard of a mediation over something like this. That's kind of weird.
This approach is common in these types of cases. What you're seeing played out now is a coordinated and desperate effort to focus the public's attention on me personally to avoid attention on the allegations being made by my client. This effort has included harassing my family and colleagues and even offering former clients money to sue me, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what's going to happen, though. And it happens in every situation. It's happened with Diddy. Look at all the girls that have come forward since he's been arrested. I mean, he's got tons of them now. I mean, we're talking probably 15, 20, 25 or so. You're going to get the same thing with Jay-Z. In the next few days, you're going to get another accusation.
When an alleged perpetrator behaves in this manner, wildly asserting that a basic demand letter is extortion and aggressively using the media to attack the opposing lawyer, this is him, while at the same time ignoring the actual allegations being made by the alleged victim, it reminds me of a famous line from Shakespeare. The lady doth protest too much, methinks.
Huh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Can't protest too much.
Can't protest.
Just keep your mouth shut if you're a woman. That's what it says. Hasn't worked for me. But I guess.
I think he's in trouble.
I do too.
Big trouble. Big trouble. I think it'll happen. That's just my opinion. I don't have any insight on this except for the fact that, you know, he's been with younger girls.
Yep.
That's documented. So we'll see what happens. But
yeah.
I think you're going to see more people come forward, though.
They say that, what's her name? As she's gorgeous and she's a singer. He was with her at 16.
Rihanna.
They say that she admitted a long time ago that he held her in a hotel at 16 years old until 3 a.m. to make her sign with him.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's damning, right?
Yeah. And you've got a lot of people out there, like the whole 50 Cent and other people that are out there that have been saying that this guy's a bad dude. And they've been saying it for a long time. And they've got some insight. You just don't come out and say that stuff about somebody unless you know something.
Yes.
And so these people, they have... There's that one lady that she's smoking a cigarette doing the interview. Have you seen her?
Yeah, where she's talking. Her name.
Yeah, I don't know who she is either.
And she talks like that.
Yeah, she's smoking a cigarette while she's doing it.
She has all kinds of beef on him, though.
You don't see that very often. No. Somebody smoking a cigarette doing an interview. But she even stops to take a puff and everything. But she has to scoop, too. And, these people, they're not making this stuff up.
Yeah, she's been talking for a long time. Nobody believed her. I don't even know what voice this is. Somebody. It reminds me of somebody.
It sounds like Mo from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Big Ange.
Yeah, but anyway. The other thing, I guess there's a viral video going around. Blue Ivy is on the red carpet for the
Mufasa.
Yeah, and then her mom shows up and she's pissed.
Why?
Because she's all alone on the red carpet. Everybody's taking her picture. Blue Ivy, right?
Yeah.
And then her mom's like, let me get in the picture.
Oh.
You know, because I'm Beyonce.
Yeah.
And she's not happy. All right. Was there anything else? Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to see the Douglas County, Deborah Takahara. She is taking her whole group to lunch today. And I'm going to see them at Olive Garden. We're all going to have endless breadsticks. Deborah Takahara.
Takahara.
She makes those airbags that get recalled.
Yeah, mine got recalled. I got Takahara in my car, too.
I'm going to give her what for when I see
you
her.
You tell her that I'm not happy with her airbags. All right. Tell her not to take it personal.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. That sounded weird, didn't it? Deborah, I'm not happy with your airbags.
Okay, now I can't
what
see
the hell
them.
Are you talking
All right,
about?
There you go. Tableau trash.
By the way, you know who else is? Somebody's retiring this week. Mike Nelson.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Aww. This is his last week on TV.
He doesn't like me.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, there's probably a lot of reasons.
It's me.
I'm sure he's got some reasons.
Probably.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I don't feel sorry at all for these people that lost all that money with that hawked hog, that meme coin that she came out with.
Is that true story?
Yeah, it's a true story. What was it, 50 million or 5 million or something like that?
It skyrocketed up 900% to $500 million.
It's an insane scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so bad, Schmidel, that I didn't even think it was real.
Yeah. And there are people who lost their, just their life savings, mortgages, everything.
I'm with you. When I first saw it, I thought it's fake. Okay. All right. I'm on to it now because you know how the internet fakes us out, right?
Yeah.
So
all
I looked at the story and I thought, I'm on to you, pal. No way this is true, right?
It's also really convoluted and it's kind of hard to understand how the whole scam worked.
No, not only that. She's not a super smart girl, is she?
No, but the she had a team do this.
It was her team.
They used her.
All right, I just didn't see her being able to pull this
off.
But
she promoted it.
Yeah,
I mean,
she did.
It was all under her umbrella of her brand.
She knew what was going on, but she had a team of people like put this together.
But they weren't actually mining coin.
No.
They had all their coin. Basically, they had all their coin up front. They had 97% of it. She held on to 97%. And then she released the rest of it. And as it shot up, she started selling her own coin that she had, like, the bulk of it. And she was, like, driving the price of it up. And then, basically people got scammed out of their money that way.
Well, it all crashed in an hour.
Jamie, I feel like Spadil bought into it. He knows too much.
He does know a lot.
Yeah, I feel like he wasted. Yeah, how much money did you lose, Spadil?
Might have been a paycheck or two.
I'm just saying, you've got so much information on this. I feel like you were an investor and you got scammed.
Yeah, they also did this thing where they made money on the fees that it cost to buy the coin, too. That was like an extra level of the scam.
They made $1 million just off the fees.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wasn't the coin, what was the name of the coin?
Hawktaw coin.
It was a meme.
All right, listen. If you saw this anywhere, what would make you invest in this?
People are investing in a dog.
Yeah,
I know, but
Shiba Inu.
And I mean, if you think about it, this girl came out of nowhere, and now she's got a podcast. Everything she does, I mean, she had a costume for Halloween in Spirit Halloween that they were selling.
And the people who got bilked out of their money aren't people who are normal crypto people. It's people like Jamie who want to get in on something that they think is going to be really big. Oh. And then they're, what?
Oh. I mean, what kind of insult is that?
I'm not insulting.
You did. You're saying that she
stuff.
Would fall for a hot
and she
dog.
Doesn't know about
She's the one who said she thought it was fake.
Wow. He threw you under the bus.
She said she thought the story was completely fake. She would have never fell for that. That was quite an insult. Wow. That was a slap to the old kisser.
It's not normal crypto people.
Yeah.
It's dumb bitches like Jamie.
Yeah.
Do you know anything
Way to go, Spadil.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys hear that?
I heard it.
I heard it.
Look. I can see where you would have a costume at Party City for this Hawktaw girl.
How quick they turn. All of a sudden, we were friends yesterday when BJ wasn't here. Now I'm just the dumb girl that invests in dumb
That's
coins.
What he's saying.
Okay. Right, you little BJ lover.
That's not what I was trying to say.
Literally.
There was one guy.
Wow.
One guy that claims he borrowed $250,000 from his grandmother.
Yeah.
No.
Grandma!
Yeah, that money's
gone now.
And
lost her money!
Well, he was stupid too, right?
He wasn't obviously one of those crypto people.
No, not a crypto bro.
If you see another one of those flying around on the internet, make sure you tell Jamie. No, I'm just saying, because you don't want her to fall for you, Spadil, okay?
Thank you.
Because she might, you know?
Yeah.
TJ and Jamie.
You know, I would love for somebody that listens to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show to wake up tomorrow morning a mega millionaire.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Great. What is it again? How much?
$619 million.
$619. I would like for Jamie to wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And be a 600 and whatever millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good day.
I'd rather be BJ.
How about if I figure
we'd share a little bit.
Okay. How much are you going to give me if you win?
If I won this kind of money, let's see. Let's knock it down. I'll do quick math. Let's say it's $200 million after taxes, and you take half and whatever, okay? $200 million, I'd probably slice you off about $3 to $5
million. Oh, wow.
$3 million maybe.
You know what I had in my number in my head?
What?
But now I'm not doing it now. I had 10 in my head.
Oh,
for me?
I totally had 10, too.
You are such a tightwad.
You got $200
because
million.
Because $3 million doesn't change your life.
I got a big family.
$3 million isn't fun.
I got other people, but it would...
Let me tell you something.
$3 million would be a nice slice of the pie.
$3 million is not fun. $5 million is not fun. $5 million is not fun. Because $5 million, you just hold on to it. You can't spend it. $10 million is fun.
All right, I'll give you 10.
Like you could buy a couple new cars for $10 million.
All right.
You can invest so you're set for the future.
But I feel like
you just hold on to it with your dear life, like, oh God, don't take
inflation,
it from me.
Man.
But I feel like if I promise you 10, that if I did win, I wouldn't be able to show up the next day because I'd be on the run. Don't you think? Yeah, you'd be like on the run.
Hey, no, I'll
like,
send
oh,
you a
I can't
Venmo.
Go back to work now
I'll
because I owe Jamie
Venmo
$10 million.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just so you know, I'm not giving you 10 now. So, because I know that you're not good for it. So, I would give you, you know what? I'd give you $500,000.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And after taxes, that's about $250.
You are the person that Spadil says you are.
That's okay. He's right.
Sorry, Spadil. Yeah. All right, we got to go. Enough of the nonsense. There is a drawing tonight.
Yes.
The drawing is tonight. The Mega Millions. Get your ticket. $619 million. You guys have a great Tuesday. Try to stay warm, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.